CITR has always been your ultimate wingman for when you have the ladies back at your place or whatever.
Don't miss the All Nations Festival from July 23rd to 25th in Coquitlam. It's an annual festival of music, art, food, sports, and ideas celebrating Coast Salish territory. The three-day celebration includes two free live music stages featuring the Funk Hunters, DJ Headspin, Oz12, and more. Dozens more events listed online at www.allnationsfest.com.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
You're listening to Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 with your host, Brandon Gale. Tonight, or today actually, we're going to be listening to some soulful music, some raw from the street music. He's an artist that's coming up hard right now, working the game, but working it since he was in high school. His name is Bobby Shmurda, with his number one single, Bobby Bitch. Viewer discretion is advised.
That body flip, you know I don't know karate, bitch, we dropping bodies, bitch, they say shooting is my hobby, bitch, and I'm a problem kid, woke up on a roof of revolvers and they with that talking shit, Bobby bitch, oh yeah, I'm Bobby bitch,
oh you ain't know they call me,
Bobby bitch, oh yeah, I'm Bobby bitch,
oh you ain't know they call me,
Bobby bitch, oh yeah, I'm Bobby.
And that whackness was brought to you by Brandon Gill. That right there, Bobby Shmurda. Oh, God. Welcome, folks listening on the drive. You just heard a little bit of a surprise. And the surprise guest I have today is Brandon Gill. He's never been to this UBC campus before, really. And today is his first day truly exploring, visiting. He's an SFU kid. And that kind of explains his poor taste in music, I'd say. Brandon, why don't you introduce yourself to the folks for real now, for real.
My name is Brandon Gill, exactly. I think it's the thin air all the way up at SFU that's really causing my poor music taste. Let's kind of blame it on that.
And we also have today a regular on Soul Sandwich. Yeah. By regular, I mean he's come two times on the show.
Two times lately.
Yeah, that's true. And he's offered his musical knowledge and expertise. Give it up for Jordy Irvin. A.K.A. G.R.D.I.
Yeah, thank you so much, Rohit. Where's the applause button?
I need to get all those effects like yeah, Sway has. Sway
exactly.
In the morning. We'll work on that, guys, together.
The applause. Yeah, we got Eminem in the building. Yeah.
So, y'all, today, like, what we're going to be doing is we're going to be doing electronic music, but it's not just purely electronic. It'll be kind of like different types of electronic music, and it'll start from, like, chill to turn up. I will, in between, maybe get some requests from Jordy and Brandon Gill. But they have to make whatever music that you guys do request, it'll have to kind of fit the tone and the mood that we're going for with the music I'm playing.
I think we can do that.
If you can, like, you know, you'll kind of hear what I'm playing. And then, you know, when you got an idea, you can just tell me. And I'll even, like, you know, I'll cut off a song or two that I was going to play if you really are passionate about your choice. And we'll make it happen. We'll make it happen on the fly, because that's how we roll.
Because you're saying you're a reasonable fellow, and
I'm a reasonable fellow, exactly.
I appreciate the
reasonability.
I was like,
never mind.
Brandon got to pause for a while there. I'm like, is he going to finish? I'm just going to keep on going.
That's fine, don't worry.
All right, so we're going to start things off with a Canadian artist. Gotta get that CanCon, man, but we also got to be proud of what we got. This guy is a really talented singer and producer. His name is Gadda, G-A-D-D-A. And the first track we're going to be playing is called Caravan. Check it out and enjoy. You're listening to CITR 101.9 Soul Sandwich.
is packed. Draw the cap, kiss within the black. To make this cave a brighter place. This is where I revelate. Tracing blue within the inner gloom. Left my trace in paintings in a cave. Shadows bathe, you take their place. Desert's cave. Now we are.
So now what we got coming up next is another song by Gadda, and this one's called In the Shell. You're listening to Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9 FM. Keep the good vibes going and keep them flowing.
When I'm alone in the world, like a little girl, I remember. When I'm alone in the shell, like a little pearl, I never. I never question why you're by my side. I just know. So you shouldn't question my love. No, don't wait for me to say I love you. And don't wait for me to say I'll save you. And don't wait for me to say it's okay. No, don't wait for me. You know you've got my love. When I'm alone in the world and I got no one, I want you. When I'm alone in the world and I got no love, when I'm alone in the sun and I got no water, I want you. When I'm alone in the park and I got no dog, I want you. No, don't wait for me to say I love you. And don't wait for me to say I'll save you.
Welcome back to Soul Sandwich. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. And today I got some amazing guests in the form of Brandon Gill from SFU.
Thank you, come on down
to join the dark side of UBC. But today it's a pretty bright side. You got to say, it's looking gorgeous.
I'm really enjoying this.
We got Jordy Irving.
Blah, blah, blah.
He brings the gangsta, apparently. But the original gangsta we got right over here, OG. The host, the OG host OG of Soul Sandwich, none other than Ola.
Hello, everyone. How are you?
See, he makes it sound like it's nothing, but that soothe, smooth, casual, silky voice, like with deep baritone in there.
I think you're overselling me. Okay.
All right, fine.
Yeah. How's it been, man?
It's been good, man. Yeah. Ola, in case you guys didn't know, is the one who gifted me this time to be on the air because he was away in Nigeria for a while.
Yeah.
Just visiting family, or were you doing some? Did you get to have some travels and
I was, like,
actual
visiting
holiday
family and stuff? But like, I was mostly working, so it was brutal. For most of it.
What were you working as?
I was in the finance department of an outsourcing firm.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, it was boring as hell. No, don't.
Oh, okay. I thought it was gonna be intense. Actually,
it was intense, but it was boring. So I mean, I'm glad to be back here in Vancouver. You know, it's a beautiful place. Yeah. Sunshine and not as much rain. Nigeria was like torrential, like monsoon type rain. So like I'm glad to be back.
I thought it would actually be like hot, but is it just like it's not tech? Is it their summertime? Is this considered summer for them as well?
We have like rainy season and dry season. So,
and that's
like, every time it's like the sun is always burning you. So I mean,
Brandon Gill requests, because he had heard the first two Gadda tracks I played, which, by the way, if you are just listening now, the first two tracks by Gadda were Caravan and In the Shell. So you say, Brandon, that Above and Beyond was what came to mind when you heard these tracks, and a particular song called Thing Called Love. What can you tell us about your experience with the song or how you came to appreciate it?
Well, yeah, like listening to Gadda, like the whole vocal trance, EDM kind of music, it reminded me of Above and Beyond, like a few of their albums that they have for like Can't Sleep. A Thing Called Love, actually probably one of the best songs out of that album. It's a little bit more upbeat than Gadda, but still the same kind of whole vocal trance, EDM kind of music that you're playing. So hope you guys like it. I liked it.
All right. Well, let's give it a listen. Here's Above and Beyond featuring Richard Bedford. Thing Called Love.
There was a place, but there was fear inside. A witty line to save my face. A parachute of pride. To cross the line takes a tiny step. But will the spark cause the bridge to burn? My fear entwined with my regret. I'll be the path to safe return. There's a thing called love that we all forget, and it's a wasted love that we all regret. You live your life just once, so don't forget about a thing called love. Don't forget about a thing called love. Secret plan, how close we came to share another role. Have I lost my only chance to tell you how I feel inside? Is it just me? I'd like to know. Are we all just a little blind? 'Cause there's a thing.
So that was Above and Beyond featuring Richard Bedford with A Thing Called Love. That was Brandon Gill's suggestion. And Brandon, that was a good track. I've definitely heard of Above and Beyond, but I thought I kind of dismissed them as being too EDM-y, you know what I mean by that? Like too much of a rave kind of thing, but it's actually pretty nice, yeah.
That was their first album where they actually really did go into the whole more vocal kind of stuff.
Okay, so, cool. Yeah.
They are still pretty EDM-y.
They probably have like the hype, turn up, rave, party songs. Well, you know, they still got that. But that was a nice one, and I kind of like the. I actually really like the vocals on that one too. It's really cool. Awesome. So we're gonna play. We're gonna keep on going with the music. By the way, Ola, if at any time you wanna suggest a song, and Jordy as well, you guys can feel free as we go through this collective hosting here on Soul Sandwich. It's a new thing being tried out, but that's how that's how experimentation works, y'all. This next producer slash vocalist is called Ghostly Kisses from Canada as well, and the producer behind this track is called Dragos, and he's really cool. He actually is also part of another group called Men I Trust, and we're going to hear from both of those groups. The first song is just called Ghostly Kisses, and you're going to hear a pretty moody, dream wavy kind of song, but check it out and give it a chance. It's not quite as upbeat as what we just heard, the Above and Beyond, but it is chilled out, so maybe you'll take a liking to it and discover the talented producer that is Dragos and check out what else he has to offer. And I'm going to show you, like I said, another song by him from a different project that he's working on. But first things first, Ghostly Kisses with Ghostly Kisses. Enjoy.
Oh, serious. Right, and you're back with Soul Sandwich. What you just heard was Ghostly Kisses with the song One. In that vein, we actually got another song. This one suggested by Jordy.
Yep.
Jordy,
I was trying to explain it to these guys. Before, I was like, oh, if you're going to play something that sounds like this, you definitely need to play Spooky Black Man. And he kind of heard Spooky Black Man.
I just heard Spooky Black Man, and I'm like, that's a very strange song title. And I was like in shock for a second. I'm like, Spooky Black Man?
Yeah, I guess it's just the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable.
Exactly.
So there's a Spooky Black, comma, man. Yeah.
All the commas are like really important right now. You
know? Yeah, holy shit. Commas are making a comeback.
So yeah. Anyways, hearing the song kind of prompted me. It's this really nice vocal track by this young guy named Spooky Black. As young as he looks. I mean, he looks really young. I watched the video and I don't know what to think of the guy. Honestly, it makes me feel weird, but the song is so good. It mixes a bit of trap and what it's like. It's got a hip hop sort of R&B vibe, kind of like The Weeknd, but like really, really good singing and a really great beat to go with it, and just like a solid, hilarious video if you know.
Yeah, because when you first showed me the song, I was only hearing it for a bit, and then you're like, yo, but you got to see this music video.
And then you're confused.
And then I was genuinely confused. And I don't – how would you describe this video? How would you describe the concept of this video? Just so the audience who's listening can have an idea, like they can put something in their head. I know words don't do it justice, but try your best, Jordy.
The whitest, youngest boy you could ever see. And it's just like there's hardly any words. it's just like it's a joke, but it's not. He knows that it's kind of funny the way it looks, but again, I think he knows how good the music is too.
But the song is serious. The music is seriously good.
Really catchy, insanely catchy. And if you watch the video, check it on YouTube, Spooky Black.
The song is called Without You. All right, guys, enjoy.
From my hands you left me. heart right there. All I do is stare. No, you never fucking care. I thought you were different, telling me what isn't. I was wrong. Never thought of you as ignorant. Now I'm getting lifted. You're in my soul. Baby, I'm about to die. Baby, wanna watch me die? Baby, don't you wanna know why? Didn't even try.
That was Spooky Black, Without You. Now, all you got was the audio, like as an audience on the radio, was the audio experience. What we just saw while we were in the studio, because we have access to a computer, we're high tech around here, we got to see the video, the music video of Spooky Black's Without You.
Yeah, which a couple of these guys just saw for the first time. Rohit has seen a little bit of when I showed him initially, and which I just like have thoroughly watched to pick it apart completely.
And it really is hard to describe this video. It's basically a white man, very young looking white man, who is Spooky Black, with this beautiful voice coming out of him. But the thing is, he's in the dead of winter in the snow environment and in multiple, like, very depressing environments, basically. And he's
either
dressed
all white or all black.
Either all white or all black. So there's some kind
chain
of thematic element going on. Yeah,
and
but he's making sure to wear a gold chain.
Both turtlenecks.
Both turtlenecks, white and black turtlenecks. And he's wearing a durag.
Two durags.
Yeah, well, I mean white or black.
A white and black durag, exactly. The chain stays gold. Now, Ola, you had some almost – it sounds harsh, the words you say, but I actually like the way you put it. Because
I mean
we
in a good way.
Okay, I'll set up the context for this for what Ola's about to say. We're basically trying to describe Spooky Black, like his style and his and the way like he sounds like. And we're like – it's like this beautiful mix of – who are the two singers, Jordy? We were thinking
of – Is that Miguel?
Miguel.
And
The
Weeknd.
And The Weeknd.
Yeah.
And we're like, yo, he sounds like Miguel in The Weeknd. And then Jordy basically said, yeah, like some weird hybrid baby between them. And then Ola got existential on it. Ola straight up said, this is like an abomination. And care to explain what you really meant by that? Because you didn't actually mean to say that Spooky Black's music.
No, not to sound liberalist or anything, but
just
like,
how
I mean,
looks.
He was, I just called it an abomination, you know, like kind of like Frankenstein. Like, you know,
this isn't helping your case of making it a nice statement, but go on, dude.
Okay, I'll go. Okay, to elaborate, right? Like, Frankenstein, right? I mean, like, Victor, the guy who created Frankenstein.
Victor,
right?
Frankenstein.
He created life, you know, like he created something like beautiful. Life is beautiful, you know, but like there's the question whether like, you know, should it exist?
Yeah, because he brought life back from the dead.
Exactly.
What's supposed to be
like,
dead.
Exactly. So
like stay dead.
So basically, Spooky Black, like his song, his music is amazing. And also it probably goes in the same vein of like horror genre or whatever, but like, Spooky Black is amazing, and he puts music into something that's, like, you know, already dead, you know? Like, there's, like,
it's
the durags, and, you know, like, there's, like, the...
He's giving, like,
the turtlenecks.
The way the music sounds and the music video just don't match. They're completely like incongruous. As,
that's exactly what. And, that's the word. That's he said the word. You
know? And this is the thing. I think it was probably deliberate by the director and editor Gabe Broderick. That's his name.
I thought you said like Gabe Broderick. I was so confused. Holy
Gabe
shit! Okay.
Broderick. Gabe Broderick.
Gabe Broderick. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, so I think this was mostly his decision. I don't know if it was Spooky Black's decision to go with this kind of music video. Anyways, though, this has got almost 3.5 million views.
Yeah, if it needs other any like legitimization, he's got over like 3.5 million views. He's playing at Pemberton Festival this weekend.
Yeah,
so he's up there for some reason, and I mean, like, by ear, you know why?
By ear, you everybody listening must have been like, this is a serious song. Like, this is a very serious, moody, deep
like, you look
song.
At The Weeknd, and you look at that guy, and you look at that hair and everything about him, and he's always kind of like looking backwards over his shoulder at you in every photograph ever of him. So you're like, there's some sort of mystery and mystique about the guy. And then you look at this guy, and you're like, he just throws it all in your face. And he's like, say something about it. And you're just like...
But we don't even know. Is that music video the real Spooky Black? I have to see more music videos. Have you seen more music videos?
I've seen more, yeah. He's not always wearing a durag and...
But is that kind of like the...
The persona?
The persona he's putting on? Like the
it's kind of like... It's on a poorly... Like a dated camera. And it's done with some cheesy effects and some cheesy stuff.
So it's always got those elements.
But not necessarily every time. Because some of it's been like... One of them was like an insanely high definition camera that he used. And it looked like he had almost that one eye closed the whole time. He got like that lazy with it. And I don't know. He's an odd guy to understand. But that song though just gets me.
Beautiful song though.
Yeah. Really.
So... Sometimes that's the thing with artist types, you know, like they can be really eccentric and you may not really understand what they're getting at. Maybe one day you will, but maybe it's just all a bunch of gibberish and it doesn't matter. But at the end of the day, if they're making good music, that's what matters.
That's all that matters. Again, Spooky Black, I'm not like, you know.
Hate on Spooky. No disrespect.
Spooky Black, yeah. No disrespect, man, you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, when Ola calls you an abomination, he's actually complimenting you.
It's a good thing.
All right, so we're gonna go in a more up-tempo mood here. That Dragos guy I mentioned earlier, he has this another project. Group, I should say, is called Men I Trust. Interesting name, but he actually ends up collaborating with a lot of female singers as well. This song is called Dazed, and this is a pretty up-tempo. It's got a bit of soul elements in there too. I think anybody who's a fan of kind of you know, Bondax and like disco house music, they'll dig this tune. So without further ado, here we go. We got Men I Trust with Dazed. Enjoy. Thank you.
Scattered from all despite my failing tidings. Give me a hope for the freight of my head. Reach the threshold of my wits, where the whole seems badly heated. The judgments of value aren't fit. I realized this spring was depleted. Feeling of indulging your tongue.
Oh,
it made me drift from my prior life.
Oh,
I had a feeling of indulging your tongue.
Oh,
it made me drift from my prior life.
So, the one you just heard there was Men I Trust, Dazed. But now coming up, we got Hayden James with Something About You. We're going to keep up with this disco vibe because people in the studio are appreciating it. We're appreciating these cruising tunes, we're which can it. Also be awesome on the dance floor. So, yeah, keep on enjoying the good vibes on Soul Sandwich on CITR 101.9. You're listening right now to Hayden James, Something About You.
What about a hit? What about a hit of your low? Start to shake. Start to shake with your hand. Will it ever click? Will it ever click? Are you a freak? You turn and face me. Maybe this time I'll choose. What about a hit? What about a hit of your low? Start to shake. Start to shake with your hand. Will it ever click? Will it ever click? Are you a freak? You turn and face me. Maybe this time I'll choose. What about a hit? What about a hit? What about a hit? Oh, start to shake.
Men I Trust with a track called Days that you heard first. And then after that was Hayden James with Something About You. What'd you guys think of that? Hearing that for the first time, both of those tracks. The first one was produced by this guy named Dragos, who's like a Quebecois producer. But he's, as I mentioned earlier in the show, he's part of multiple projects. What did you think of that first one, Dazed, if you remember that? That kind of had the Disclosure vibe. That's the one that you were saying.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah. Jordy, you can take the mic here.
Anytime I hear something like that, that was a smooth, dancey one, like a light kind of, I'm just going to move around a little bit. And it sounds like a great driving tune, too. Like, I'd love to hear that in the car is what I was saying. So I'm jealous of everybody out there right now.
And Ola and Brandon, what did you guys think of the one after that? That was the Hayden James, Something About You.
I
agree with all that as well. Yeah. It was really upbeat. I like the whole disco dance kind of thing.
Makes you want to, like, shuffle your feet, you know, like shake around.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good track. Yeah, Hayden James is an Australian producer. You can find a lot of his stuff on the SoundCloud page of Future Classic, which is like a record label. And that record label actually is connected to Flume, Chet Faker, and a bunch of other cool Australian talent. If you guys want to check out more music like that, go to the Future Classic SoundCloud page and check out what they have to offer. That's how I ended up finding this guy, and it was pretty cool. All right, coming up next, now we're going to go into some electronic fused with hip-hop and even a little bit of indie rock here, actually, because the next two groups are both indie rock bands, but they've kind of embraced remixing and electronic producing to create these really cool tracks, and they got some hip-hop artists to collaborate. So the next one you got coming up is called Gold by Sir Sly, but it's actually remixed by another guy named Peter Cottontail, and he gets Vic Mensa to deliver some awesome rhymes on this track. So check it out. It's kind of a blend of electronic hip hop and indie rock slash indie electronic. So, you know, it might sound a little bit unique, like not something you've quite heard before. But give it a chance, and I think you might dig into it. Let's give that a listen on Soul Sandwich here on CITR 101.9.
Devil, chasing down the yellow, chasing down the gods, and I hope you'll find your dream. Chasing down the devil, chasing down the devil, chasing down the gods, and I hope you'll find your dream.
Twice in a lifetime, mouth made of metal and gold. Ice in the light shine bright to the bezel and folds. Blow the roof off the coupe, pull the curtain back and turn that same. Blood in my veins, still red as a rose. Spent it all on the carpet, slipping on my blue suede shoes. When I pass, put a Jesus piece in my carcass. And a couple carrots cast in the car to carry my carpet to the mausoleum. Trapped at the crib like McCartney Calkin. There's gold on the ceiling. They wanna get my mother Mary, would you move around to make it back? A bag of brick to build a bridge that's big enough to never get back home. Now you're gone, now you're gone, now you're gone. Whole world tryna pull gold down from the throne, but we just tryna get paid when you turn the radio on, miss.
Why did you say back to me? Dreaming of Maybach cruising, maybe talking crazy, but I want it. 100,000 ways of choosing. Who the hell is out and who's in trouble? Maybe I'm too subtle. Mouth is made of metal. Pocket full of yellow. Pocket full of gold, and I hope you'll find your dream. And darling, never settle. Chasing down the devil. Chasing down the gods, and I hope you'll find your dream.
Magic. My
daddy used to have that candy caddy. I used to like the one with tinted windows, with the inches on the wheels, the gears shift out by its automatic. Beating up myself with all them hits, I could have been rope. Run that race relay and ran into a couple friends. Roller coaster, they'll drop you probably when you least expect it. Saddest falling lowly, landed softly on a plateau. Pour me, I should pour me up some chateau. Tell Jeffrey to bless me, this is a toast, and I'm burning a couple bread loaves. I just got back, pass me a pack of them Rellos. Sent them candles like the wax in, we could burn up a meadow. If nothing was the same, then you would never make no difference. The diamonds from the rough are rushing for your diamond necklace. Watch the corners, boy, you tripping. Looking backwards, you can stumble. Get back up, a fade to black, I promise, finish first position.
It's a push and a pull. It's a rise and a fall. I don't know you a single thing. I don't know you anything. It's a push and a pull. It's the big and the small. I don't know you a single thing. I don't know you anything. It's a push and a pull. It's a rise and a fall. I don't know you a single thing. I don't know you anything. It's a push and a pull.
So that was Sir Sly Gold, the Pete and Cottontail remix featuring Vince Mensa on the lyrics. What we got coming up next, actually, is a track by The Neighborhood. You might have heard of this group before if you heard this song that was pretty big two summers ago called Sweater Weather. And this song that they're doing here is off their latest mixtape, which I cannot even pronounce because it's literally just like hashtag zeros and Fs. It's a really weird name. It's like, I don't know how to say it. Maybe it's meant for like androids to actually read out. But oddly enough, it's very similar to the kind of music they're making on the mixtape, because the mixtape is very electronic heavy. And they started off as an alternative rock band. So it's very interesting to see them go through this transition. I mean, I think they might have lost some of their original fans being like, oh, what is this rap crap or whatever. But it's actually really well done. So to introduce this concept of alternative rock group gone electronic hip hop, we're going to do the first track off this mixtape they've released, which is called Jealousy. Check it out.
Alone, my mind playing tricks, trying to break my zone. Lost a lot, trying to reach the throne. Many nights I ain't make it home. She want me there, it's like I need a clone. I try my best no matter what, it's like I'm always wrong. I guess that's why I wrote this song. Just hoping you would call my phone. Money hit my line, I'm on tour like all the time. Girl, you know I'm on my grind, I just need some peace of mind. She hear this shit and press rewind. One, we went our separate ways until next time. Not a race, it's a marathon. At times I feel a step beyond. I take it as a lesson learning, then we cross the finish line. Thank God I woke up in the morning, see the sunshine through the blinds. At times I sit and reminisce on all the things I left behind.
Rest in peace is peace of mind.
So that was The Neighborhood with a track called Jealousy off their newest mixtape. Brandon was actually kind of familiar with The Neighborhood before they went all electronic and such. And this is interesting because for me, I'm actually brand new to them. Like I said, the only track I knew before that was Sweater Weather, which is from 2 years ago. And that sounded like a pretty typical, like, feel-good summer indie pop
kind of stuff.
Indie pop, indie rock track, which was, it was nice. And the singer, still, like, he was just as awesome then as he is now. But, like, what do you think of this complete switch of direction as somebody who's listened to their older stuff, Brandon?
I like it. Again, for, like, The Neighborhood, I don't think they got enough exposure from that first album because, again, like you were saying, Sweater Weather, and that was basically it, right? They basically just fell off the map. Hopefully this new 180 will actually give them a little bit more of an audience. I actually enjoyed this more than anything from the first album.
So really?
I like that whole
okay, that's dope.
With rap and like the saxophone going and everything like that.
You're going to get another hip-hop heavy track off the same mixtape by The Neighborhood. And this features Jordy, one of Jordy's favorite MCs, just for pure rawness.
Yeah!
Yeah! Welcome, Danny Brown.
Yeah! Yeah! I'm falling out.
See, I kind of understood English. Kind of picked out English from it. Okay, like, look, I didn't like Danny Brown at first, but I've really grown to appreciate him. Thanks partially to you, Jordy.
It's just fun music, man. It's really fun.
It's
turn
up music. What do you think of Danny Brown, Ola? Have you do you have any opinions?
Yeah,
on?
I have. I mean, the thing about Danny Brown is that he's kind of like a national treasure. I don't know, not national, global treasure. No, not national, because like he's kind of like
transcends
exactly like
borders.
He doesn't like I've listened to him like a bunch of other tracks. Like I've never actually like listened to like just a Danny Brown track.
You kind
I've
of only heard him. Have like, you heard features? Him in like features?
Features
okay.
Exactly, and like every single time, like you know, the whole album is just like a lot of like you know that particular genre. But then like when Danny Brown just comes in, it's just like
his flavor.
He just it's like umami, you know. It's like the extra spice, you know, like what makes it like you know come together kind of thing. So like I mean, I always like love Danny Brown on anything. So,
he does
yeah,
seem
yeah.
to show up in all kinds of projects,
exactly.
and manages to make his turn up style work and
exactly.
fit with that
yeah.
project.
Like it's memorable, so,
which
like,
I'm
yeah.
I'm very surprised by because personally, I thought his voice just annoyed me at first. It's like too high pitched, like it's like too. It's not. It just didn't like appeal to me because like for me, like the OG. Lyricists and rappers like kind of have a deeper voice, but he embraces like this high-pitched turn-up style, and it really works for him. His flow is actually phenomenal, and now that I've begun to appreciate him, I've really like seen like the light of Danny Brown, the Church of Danny Brown. I've embraced that religion.
Well, and let's give the people what they want now, because
exactly,
everybody's got to want it.
And I now you must be curious, why am I hyping up Danny Brown so much? Because he really kills it in this feature with The Neighborhood.
And especially if you get a chance to catch him live, you ought to do that. He's a hoot. He's
yeah.
an absolute hoot.
Is he at any of the big festivals this in Canada this year? I actually don't know.
I think he was at Faded in the Park.
He was at Faded. That's what
here, so
I had a feeling he was here recently.
We'll have known about him from that as well. But
yeah.
I don't know if he's going to be at Squamish, but I'm not sure. I don't know. There's a lot of people at Squamish. So I have no idea.
Yeah.
But like yeah, he would be like a nice person to like you know go watch live because like he's just turned up all the time, I guess. So all
right, so this will be our last track of the hour, Soul Sandwich. You've been listening to a special edition with crazy cool guests Brandon Gill, Jordy, and Ola, the OG host.
Blah blah blah.
We're signing out a Soul Sandwich on CITR. This is The Neighborhood with Hate Machine featuring Danny Brown. Enjoy the good vibes, the turn up style, and have a good day because today is good weather. Some last words from the host, co-host.
Boop, boop, boop.
Have a great day, guys. I noises, I guess. There's noises over there.
Noises!
CITR, what?
You know, and he knew it too. When I walked in the room, well, I could have died. I should have left, yeah, I should have went, but I couldn't go. He was your man, but I am your light. I am a slave to these make-believe things you say to me. And I built this hate machine of broken dreams. These make-believe.
brain can't sleep, can't eat, can't speak. Game so strong, thought I had a cheat sheet. But you got my heartbeat like lying around sheet. Love all peak, can't feel my teeth. Still water run deep, so I splash them sheets. Late night creep, creep like who he. Cause swing me together like he don't exist. Cause it's all about you, not all about me. So baby girl, you chosen. Bullets how you got my mind in ruins. Can't think straight and I'm in mistake. Look under your eyes and lying in your face. Was a lying bed with your head on my chest. Stroking your hair while I'm holding deep breath. Feel so right, ain't got no left. Heart skipping beats like a bad DJ set. Head so gone and I can't think straight. Close my eyes, all I see is your face. Hear your voice bring chills to my spine. Lose my mind until you're mine. Bitch, I'm the chosen one, I'm the chosen one. I became focused on smoking wine. No, I ain't sober, take you to come over. Can't make it to the bedroom, now we on the sofa. Danny Brown in that neighborhood. When she leave you, she staying for good. Doing everything she wish she could. Doing everything she thought she would. Danny Brown in that neighborhood. When she leave you, she staying for good. Doing everything that you wish she could. Doing what things she never thought she would. Never thought she would.
کدی دست و پدر چاه انداز به این روشنیه صبح به مشرق برگر به این ظلمت شد با من بیچاره بساز به این روشنیه صبح به مشرق برگر به این ظلمت شد با من بیچاره بساز شب شب مهتابه حبیبم رو میخواد حبیبم اگر خواد